Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 172.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Frontend, a powerful storefront solution from the team at Shogun. If you're tuned into the e-commerce space, and you likely are since you're a subscriber here at E-Commerce Fastlane, you've no doubt heard about going headless or building a headless commerce storefront. And if you've gone as far as exploring some of these headless solutions, you know there's an incredible amount of info to wade through and to consider when making a storefront pivot. You may have heard that headless commerce means a move from a commerce-led to a content-led solution, or maybe you've heard that it represents a lean-in more towards an API-first approach. Either way, as with any largely uncharted territory, it can be hard to work out what's growing faster, the technology or the terminology. The great thing about headless commerce is that it can get your Shopify store to load incredibly fast, eliminate the compromises when it comes to your brand's look and feel. You get full front-end control and flexibility, which will help you convert more of your website visitors. Amazing brands like Groove Life, Nomad, OneBlade, and so many more have taken their storefronts headless using Shogun's front-end platform. You can increase your conversion rate with a less than 1 second page load, and more importantly, you can empower your e-commerce team to manage content more efficiently with Shogun front-end. They truly are the next generation in e-commerce experience platform. Request a demo and see what the front end can do for your Shopify brand. You can check them out at getshogun.com. That's G-E-T-S-H-O-G-U-N, getshogun.com/front-end for more details. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from E-Commerce Fastlane. I think as of today's recording, there's 170-some episodes, so there's a lot of content, a lot of great show notes and offers and discounts, and just great education components available on all of these partners that are kind of aligning themselves, and agency partners too, that are aligning themselves with the Shopify ecosystem. And so if you're ambitious and you're a lifelong learner, I can guarantee today is going to be an excellent, excellent podcast recording. It's near and dear to my heart because I feel that entrepreneurs are wearing a lot of hats. And because they wear a lot of hats, sometimes they have a little bit of a challenge of deciding on where they can best utilize their time. That's, you know, one thing that's very finite in this world is we can't make more time. That's one thing about my guest and their platform is really helping Shopify entrepreneurs. And my guest name is Sarah Du, and she is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Alloy. I'll give you the URL near the end of the show. But what they are is they're a no-code kind of automation tool, and they help Shopify merchants save time, which everybody needs. And they help automate a lot of tedious marketing tasks, fulfillment tasks, and a lot of operational tasks that are happening from within your Shopify store, but then any other connected platform or tool that's important. Really, really interesting. I want to do a quick quote. I have to shout out to, I would say my brother from another mother, but Nick Sharma, who's the founder and CEO of Sharma Brands. And he makes a really good comment about, and a shout out to Alloy talking about, it says, Alloy's automation tooling is a game changer for D2C brands that want to 10X their marketing. There is no other tool that lets you connect all of your data and action across SMS, email, ads, and analytic apps. For marketing or product-focused operators, Alloy frees you to do the things that you're best at while creating a stellar experience for your customers. So I really feel that quote really summarizes the power and the flexibility that's available with the Alloy product. So let's welcome Sarah to E-commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So hopefully I didn't butcher at the top of the show, but let's talk on a high level first. It's always great to hear from the founder in their own words about like why you're building what you're building and the problems that you're currently solving for Shopify store owners and brands.
Yeah. So quick overview. Alloy is an e-commerce automation tool that's like a more advanced version of Shopify Flow, if you're familiar with that and you're on Plus, or Zapier. So a lot of merchants who aren't on Plus can access Zapier. The reason I even started Alloy is because I actually run a small like streetwear store on Shopify, and there are a lot of things that I wanted to do that required me to write scripts since I'm an engineer and I can actually do that myself. And a lot of apps that I wanted to connect that weren't on Zapier, and I just needed to say sync like one tag into like another, like a Typeform or a Gorgeous. I basically started working on this with a longtime friend of mine around a year and a half ago. And so we built out the fundamental infrastructure, built out like really solid workflow engine, and also like this visual workflow builder. And the goal for us is to enable any merchant to use this tool, any like merchant with no technical background actually, to use this and build out flows that connect their apps and let them define logic for how they want to automate all sorts of work for their store.
I love it. And I know you use the language of a recipe, and I think it's perfect word because it truly is a recipe. There's certain elements that need to go in, similar to Flow, where there's a trigger and a condition and an action, but it's significantly more advanced. And we're going to dig into some of that in a few minutes. So you said a little bit about your journey here, but I just would love to unpack that a tiny bit more about the launch of Alloy. Like, let's talk about both you and your co-founder. Like, what do you believe uniquely positions, other than, you know, your engineering? And I get that part of the business, and having a streetwear company is a really good starting point too, to solve your own kind of purpose-built problems. And I appreciate that. Other than that, where does the desire and the expertise come from to want to create this platform and get involved in a SaaS company versus maybe being an e-commerce operator? I'm just curious on the mindset around that and why you decided to go down this journey.
Yeah, I can kind of talk to my background actually. So I grew up in Georgia, moved to LA actually in high school because of my parents' jobs. And I actually got into coding just super randomly. I read this really interesting comic book on C++ and then ended up getting into the open source engineering world. And so that's how I met my co-founder. So we've actually worked together for like 6 years on like various projects before Alloy. So I got into that, ended up leaving high school a bit early actually because I had a friend who was starting this company called Do Not Pay. And so I actually moved up to SF and was like couch surfing and helping him build out V1 of that app. So I got my exposure to startups relatively early. Ended up deciding I still wanted to go to school. So I went to Harvard for undergrad. I was there actually only for a year before I left for a gap year. So I was at Snap interning, and then I was at Wish for like a fall co-op. And that's actually when I started working on Alloy. So Alloy started out as yet another side project. So like I said, my co-founder and I, we were working on tons of stuff out of personal interest and kind of this open source mindset of building things that others could use for free. And so at the time, I was really into Zapier, and I wanted to just make it like more visual tool and like something a bit more powerful. So I can dive into this later, but there's a lot of functionality that's hard to do with Zapier because of the interface. Like for example, this concept of like for loops that enables you to actually do more with your data. Like it was really tough to do in there. And so I really wanted to do this. We put it up on Product Hunt, just like an initial version of Alloy. That was in October of 2019, and it just blew up. So like on a Friday morning, woke up to tons of messages, thousands of waitlist signups, and some of our like current investors actually, like they had reached out first day of launch. So for example, the founder of Webflow, Bryant, was the first one to write us a check. And that's when it kind of became not just a side project anymore.
I love that story. So I just, you know, it just proves, I mean, I have some things on my wall that talk about, you know, hard work beats talent, and not suggesting you don't have talent, but you obviously have put in the work and kind of deserved kind of where you're at. And I appreciate the open source community too, really giving back to that community just for the greater education overall. And, you know, I also believe in progress over perfection is another thing I have on my wall. And I know that your product continues to iterate over time. I have a pretty high profile Shopify Plus brand. I'll keep them nameless for now, that I manage. and they are raving fans of Alloy. I know you know who they are. And they're overjoyed with kind of what they're able to do with the product now. And it really is helping them scale up big time as they expand out into other verticals. And a lot of tasks and things that they had to do manually or had team members to do for them, now they're able to have a more improved customer experience, which I think is amazing. So let's talk about some of the automation that are available in the platform. Is there anything that you find maybe some early cases of automation, like early on in the tool, and kind of like what's notable for you that you could share with the listeners today?
Yeah. So early on, I think we found like three like bigger categories of workflows that we wanted to automate. So marketing was one, as people have been adopting like more SMS, email, and like even just push notification tools. Like there's a lot of data that you collect across these different apps, and you have this customer profile that's like pretty disjoint. Like you have different pieces of data in your different tools. And so we actually help coordinate that and almost act like this customer data platform, or like this way to send the right, or like collect the data all in one place and then actually send more personalized marketing messages. So that's just one example in marketing. We also have use cases in like fulfillment and then also operations at large. And so actually operations is something that founders tend to do for a while, like all these various, you know, restock tasks, you know, like transferring or even doing like customer support and getting all the right data to then support like priority customers or even like understanding how to help a customer. So like drastically reduces the amount of time you're spending on some of these tasks, or even enables you to do things you couldn't do before. So an example workflow there is like if you use Recharge for subscriptions and like you use Yotpo for loyalty, we can let you set up a workflow that like counts the number of renewals of a subscription and then does like, you know, bonus points if you hit like 10 renewals or whatever you want. We essentially let you define the logic to do that. And so automation can fall under many different like use case categories, but also you either automate stuff that you were doing before manually, or you can actually enable things that weren't possible before because of like data.
This is amazing. So Plus Brands, I mean, you know, like I know you mentioned it, they have access to Shopify Flow. I think it's a value prop. I mean, along with Launchpad and scripts, maybe increased API calls, maybe access to the merchant success team. There's quite a few extra perks, and typically brands, you know, upwards of $1 million annually in GMV, they usually mature themselves up into Shopify Plus world just because the value is there. There are lots of brands that are still on core in the Shopify Advanced world that are doing millions in revenue, so you don't necessarily have to go to Plus. I think I'd argue probably that those that are doing millions on core are likely slowing their growth down based on getting access to what the Plus platform can give to a brand. And so we have Flow available, and you mentioned Zapier a little bit, and I'm sure there's others in the ecosystem that are, I guess, trying to offer ways of connecting different platforms and tools and things to get an outcome, really to save a lot of time. And so like, what are some of the main reasons why you believe that Shopify brands, certainly on the core side, but then even on the Plus side, why are they making the choice to use Alloy today?
So I think I kind of touched on this earlier, but we spent a lot of time building out the like eng infrastructure for this product, like the workflow engine. And there's some more complex functionality, like being able to iterate through like line items in an order that requires a for loop, and or like, for example, branching. So being able to visually see all the different paths of actions you want to take, that requires like a bit more engineering. And we spent the early days doing that. And so we actually enabled a lot of use cases through that. And that's what is actually more interesting about our tool compared to like a more straightforward like data sync tool like Flow or like a Zapier, because we're actually here to let you define logic that's like multi-branch, multi-step. Our workflows tend to be a lot larger than those on Flow or Zapier, and that's what makes our like largest customers super happy, because it is like enterprise level.
So let's talk about how you actually do an automation, because I think it's easy for me to talk about it and I can visually see it when I log into one of my merchants' accounts, and I can actually see some of the flows that are currently, or recipes, I guess we should call them, that are activated right now currently. And there's really, the world's your oyster. You have a lot of pre-designed ones that are kind of best practices that I know just keep nonstop expanding based on a customer's use case. And you're like, hey, maybe others could see value in that. So I know you continue adding on those, but just how difficult in general is it to set up automation, and maybe walk us through a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's actually super easy. So you'll actually see even on our landing page, we explained this. So there's basically three components to a workflow. You set up a trigger, which is the app that will trigger the workflow and an action within the app. So an example of that is when a Shopify order is paid, or for example, when a recharge subscription is renewed. So you set that up, you like will connect your account. It's like super easy, just like how you authenticate your like Gmail to certain apps. Like it's the same process. And then after that, you might add like what we call a logic block. So every component inside a workflow is a block, and we have trigger blocks, logic blocks, and action blocks. So the logic blocks are what enable you to do the interesting things, because that lets you filter data or like determine what actions, like following actions you should take depending on whatever input came in from that trigger. So you can say if the total value of that order that was paid is greater than 100, that's like the logic, then proceed with a certain like line of action. And so you can follow with any number of action blocks. So you can like add on, send a text message through Attentive with a discount code. So if that condition was true, let's proceed with like the text and like whatever else you want to tack on. So there's always one trigger, any number of like logic blocks, and any number of action blocks.
What's interesting, I had one merchant that used your tool, and what they've decided to do, and they're in a CPG product, I think it's like a coffee replacement company. And one thing that was important to them, which your tool fills this gap for them, is that they have one application running right now, an app that checks in real time for delivery confirmation. So this is not using the Shopify's kind of trigger or the carrier's trigger. This is another solution that's checking through API real time, knowing based on the tracking number. What's interesting about it is that they were able to say, well, the trigger block or the trigger of this is the order has been delivered. And so then what happens next is that then they go to Attentive and they're sending a text message. Exactly what you're saying right now. What's unique about it is that they're able to have the language, like they know that this trigger has now been fired, and they know here's the content that I want sent. Hey, and then they're a subscription company. So they're like, hey, the product is now waiting for you on your doorstep right now. You might want to go and get it. Oh, and you know, porch pirates and all the different things that are going on in the world right now. What's great about it is that they also give them some information about, hey, here are some interesting recipes that are available now that this product's available. And I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to avoid churn. And the most important thing is it's like, let's engage the customers exactly. Because a lot of times you don't even know if you only had a notification email sent to you saying your order has been received or sorry, order has been delivered. You may not read your email until later on in the evening because you're busy, where a text message, as we all know, is it has that attention right now. And so it's amazing with your tool to be able to do that and saying, hey, it's been delivered, and it's some kind of an action. Really, the world's your oyster. And with we have hundreds of recipes available inside your tool. There's a lot of things in there that I think could really differentiate a brand over based on, you know, just doing things basic or very manually. Ally really helps.
Yeah, our whole ethos is enabling smaller merchants to get started with automation as well, because you want to set good foundations for your store. And so the marketplace is just a starting point. And so we have around 100 recipes in there now, and it's going to expand, especially as we let merchants share those as well.
So let's dig into a story. I think it's always unique, I think, on this podcast to actually hear an actual live customer and what they're doing with the application and the kind of value that they're getting out of it. So is there anything top of mind that you can think of? One of your customers, and then anything that you can share kind of publicly about maybe their use case with the product?
Yeah, we have this really cool customer called Opday, and they're a premium skincare tech tool used by people like Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian. And so they really blew up recently, and they basically found us, I forget how actually, but they were doing a ton of work in customer support, because as a premium product, they actually collect data on the customer skin type, all of that. We're providing really great customer support, but all manually. Like they were just hiring more reps, and they were always like checking against like forms that they'd like gathered from customers. And so we helped them essentially transfer data from like these type form answers as like tags into Gorgeous, and then also like categorizations, and actually enabled them to cut down on time and not need to hire more people. And so that was a really quick workflow, actually. So I think the great part about it was they thought it was like something complex that they needed to set up, but it only took us like one onboarding call to get that done.
And I'm sure there's so many other use cases of, you know, and I think that's the big takeaway I'm getting from this is that if there's any task that is taking time that you believe that you could be doing other things, and you've broken it down into different areas of things, of tasks that can be automated. I think that's what the purpose of today's episode is, just let people know that there's technology out there that can really help. Let's talk about the future, though, of the product. I mean, you just mentioned a moment ago that you're even allowing some of these recipes that are being developed by customers of yours to be shared more in a public kind of marketplace. So let's just talk about your North Star a little and talk about kind of like where you believe the product is headed over the next few years. And just want to get the warm and fuzzies about like how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance, I guess, through automation.
Yeah, our goal is really to build out the community side of things, because there's so much value to a community where people are sharing best practices, like their experiences with different apps. Something we've seen is actually a lot of our customers will ask us what our thoughts are on like various SMS apps, subscriptions apps, and we can provide an objective view of like, oh, you're this size, you're like in this vertical. We've seen others in like a similar stage and space like using this. And so we'd like to like really make this a community and like let others like share their thoughts, because we've seen people in Slacks and like Facebook groups doing this. And so we want to also like provide a space for that, and then also actionable recipes that you can get started with. It's really cool when we can suggest workflows to users that are used by like brands that they look up to. And I think there are scenarios where brands would like to also share, let them say, this is something we use, like others in this space, feel free to use this. And so I really want to build out that. And then we also want to enable more of our partners as well. So we work really closely with a bunch of other apps because we integrate with them. And so we actually essentially let them connect to the 90 other apps on our platform, because, you know, once they integrate with us, they can send data to all these others. And so we want to continue doing the co-marketing, but also just discovering interesting use cases with them to then put onto the marketplace as well. And so partners and merchants, we can work together to find a lot of value out of automation.
Which is interesting too, looking at the website, there is like all the major app partners are literally, and not all, but a lot of the big ones that I think are notable. I mean, you mentioned Attentive, and I love Aftership. I think they have a great product. I'm looking, just going through some of the lists here. A lot of these companies I've had on the podcast, Delighted for a great kind of post-purchase kind of survey companies. You know, you mentioned Gorgeous already. There is, you know, Klaviyo, which is kind of a, you know, one of the leading marketing automation platforms out there, returns management, you know, through Loop, just, yeah, Okendo for reviews, Omnisend again for email and marketing automation and SMS. There's a massive list here, you know, and it sounds like this is an ongoing project, because really the whole idea is to play nice in the Shopify world. And, you know, and these pieces of technology are going to be in the admin. I mean, you know, what I always talk about on this podcast is that Shopify does 80% of commerce very well. It's just that final 20% needs to be filled in typically with someone in the partner kind of app ecosystem to do whatever the task is that needs to get done. But it sounds like Alloy is another full layer on top of that. Yes, you have this beautiful storefront and you're, you know, kind of doing your brand thing forward. And yes, you have, you know, so these loyalty apps and customer support apps and certain things that you're marketing, things that you're doing where Shopify is choosing to not want to build them. It sounds like you're the middle ground now between the Shopify store and these partners. I just want to make sure that I'm clear that that's kind of how you're trying to position the Alloy product.
Yes. Yeah. We're almost like the substrate or like the piping between all these different parts of the ecosystem. I think we really want to play on that and yeah, just help grow the whole stack.
So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but is there any takeaways or any action items that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah. I think all listeners who are merchants should definitely think about automation. I think one big misconception is that automation is for something that you currently do that's a headache, but you can actually do things that weren't possible before that you actually aren't currently doing. So I highly recommend checking out our marketplace. And even before that, maybe you can start thinking about like your wish list of things you wish you could do with the data you have, or like new marketing tactics and fulfillment strategies. And we can, you know, you can always call us and we'll help you with that. So yeah, never discount automation.
So how can people learn more about your solution? Where can they go, and kind of some learnings and education components that are available?
Yeah. So our website is runalloy.com. If you want to check out the marketplace, that's just runalloy.com/marketplace. We have a Shopify app on the store. I believe the URL is just like the Alloy name. And then we have a very active Twitter, and all of our handles are Alloy Automation.
I know we spoke offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to share an offer for those that want to get under the hood a bit and maybe take it for a test drive. So maybe you can give some details on that.
Yes. So we're giving a 10% off code to all Alloy plans if you sign up through the e-commerce Fastlane website. So the URL would just be ecommercefastlane.com/alloy. So please check that out.
Perfect. And that will redirect to a nice landing page. There is a coupon code available. I'll have that all in the show notes. And a neat little landing page has been put together just for Fastlane listeners. I highly recommend you check it out because I really feel that it's almost like you don't know what you don't know, right? There's some automation that needs to get done. And I think there's ways of improving your customer experience overall. And then your own mental health, honestly, of being able to outsource some of these things through technology and then focusing on the brand and building what it is you're building instead of getting caught up in the kind of day-to-day minutiae. So I just wanted to thank you, Sarah, number one, for, I know we've been bouncing our calendars quite a bit. I just thank you for coming on the show today and recording today. And as you likely know this, but you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And it you know, based on this recording today, I believe it's you and the Alloy team really are in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands. I think in a lot of areas, improving efficiencies for sure, helping people grow revenue and really give, I guess, these founders and marketers kind of the time to invest, I would say maybe in more high value work. And I just want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and vision. And yeah, I guess most importantly, kind of giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Of course. Yeah, this was fun.
All right. Have yourself a great day. Today's podcast is sponsored by Frontend, a powerful storefront solution from the team at Shogun. If you're tuned into the e-commerce space, and you likely are since you're a subscriber here at e-commerce Fastlane, you've no doubt heard about going headless or building a headless commerce storefront. And if you've gone as far as exploring some of these headless solutions, you know there's an incredible amount of info to wade through and to consider when making a storefront pivot. You may have heard that headless commerce means a move from a commerce-led to a content-led solution, or maybe you've heard that it represents a lean-in more towards an API-first approach. Either way, as with any largely uncharted territory, it can be hard to work out what's growing faster, the technology or the terminology. The great thing about headless commerce is that it can get your Shopify store to load incredibly fast, eliminate the compromises when it comes to your brand's look and feel. You get full front-end control and flexibility, which will help you convert more of your website visitors. Amazing brands like Groove Life, Nomad, OneBlade, and so many more have taken their storefronts headless using Shogun's front-end platform. You can increase your conversion rate with a less than 1 second page load, and more importantly, you can empower your e-commerce team to manage content more efficiently with Shogun Frontend. They truly are the next generation in e-commerce experience platform. Request a demo and see what the front end can do for your Shopify brand. You can check them out at getshogun.com. That's GETSHOGUN, getshogun.com/frontend for more details. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.